So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Dave Drucker is a spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office, and he joins us again on WGN to answer some of your nuts and bolts questions about getting your driver's license and stuff done. Hi, Dave. Welcome back.
Thank you, John. Good morning. I'm getting kidded by a lot of people who say, is my interviews here, are they extensions of your speed jokes?
No, sir. This is serious stuff. Now, let's review. Earlier this week, you told us that my driver's license, if it has expired, is still good until June 1st, right?
That's correct.
And after June 1st, you have to get it renewed. You can actually begin that process now, but there's no rush. You've got until June 1st.
Exactly. And especially with the weather being what it is, we strongly encourage people on some of these potentially miserable days not to come out now.
If your license expires in
July, people who have health issues.
Say your license expires the 1st of July. You could, so it's still good right now. Can you?
Oh, yes.
But here's my point. You're worried, though, that after the 1st of June, there's going to be a mad crush there. So you just want to go ahead and get in front of that thing now. Can you renew your license now?
The point's well taken, John. That's an excellent point. But there still should be decent weather in terms of April, May, and then early June to be able to do that. So, but the point is that in January and February, these can be miserable months weather-wise in the Chicago area and in Illinois. And, that's why we're just asking people to hold off a little bit. I think hopefully they'll find that the lines are a little shorter then, too.
Because the lines are outside. The lines are outside. You will stand in line outside because they only can allow, at one of the Secretary of State's offices, I know, only 10 people. It's a smaller office.
They do vary the number of people who can get in facility by facility because some are much bigger than others. But that's true. By law, we're only allowed to admit a certain number of people in each of the buildings. They also are trying to social distance with the people outside. They've taken employees and have them try to answer people's questions in line outside.
Do you have drive-throughs?
The experience is as smooth as possible.
Dave, do you have drive-throughs?
We were doing, when the office was closed, we were doing drive-throughs for the registration stickers at several of the facilities.
You're not doing that anymore?
No.
What about the vehicle stickers? If my vehicle sticker has lapsed, I know I can renew that online, but maybe I want to, I don't know, is there any grace period for vehicle stickers?
Police, it still goes back. We had extended till November 1st.
We extended it
a couple times, but obviously that period has expired. If your license, you need to have the registration, the new sticker on the back license plate by that date that's on the car on the old sticker.
Right.
There's a period there, a 1 month grace where. After that, a $20 penalty fee kicks in on top of the $151.
Oh, wait a minute.
But
that's
police
bad news.
Police can stop you at any point, but that registration is out of date.
Okay, let's review that. So everybody has a different month on the back of their license plate. There's 12 months, but if yours is June, you actually have until July. But then after 1 month, they stop you. You get $150 plus $20?
The annual registration is $151, John.
But the ticket is going to cost you $20. But the ticket will be $20. Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is that it's $151 to renew the registration. Fee. There is a $20 fee after 1 month to renew it with the Secretary of State.
I see.
So the $151 becomes $171 if it's after a month.
And you got to pay for the ticket too.
Well, you may not get the ticket. That's a separate issue. The police officer can stop you at any point that it's out of date.
I don't think that's a separate issue at all. I think that's the issue. I mean, sure, you got to get it renewed, but I'm wondering, the cop can pull you over for an expired tab on the back of your license plate, right?
Yes. At any point that's expired.
Do you know what the cost of that ticket is, Dave?
I believe it varies from municipality to municipality.
But I'll bet it's three figures, for crying out loud. Okay.
Well, if someone should have that problem, I actually have a thought on this one, too. When they do get the registration, if you do go to court, I would take that registration in, and hopefully the judge would be somewhat sympathetic that, in fact, you did do it.
But, again, this is different than maybe having to go to a testing facility and get a license renewed. Anybody can do this online. You don't have to be in person. You can get your tab renewed on your license plate anytime. Anyway,
that's correct. We really are trying to make the website as user-friendly as possible, to try to make our services as available to the public as possible.
And is there, for commercial licenses, for the CDLs, is there an extension until June to get your license renewed?
No, John. Unfortunately, we were not able to do that. The commercial driver's license, what we call the CDL, is regulated by the federal government, the U.S. Department of Transportation. And while the licenses do come from the individual states, we've had to limit the date to back to December 31st of last year.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Joe, you're on WGN Radio. Joe, what was your question? You're on with Dave Drucker.
Hi, Dave and John.
Hi, Joe.
My question is, in the past, I've been able to have my driver's license renewed online. The Secretary of State's office sent me the option that, and I had done it. Why aren't they doing that now on most cases? If you don't have outstanding, bad marks against your driver's license or anything, why aren't they allowing that to happen again?
People can do one safe driver renewal online for a 4-year period, and so it's 8 years. We need to have people come back after the 8th year to have their picture taken, to have an updated picture.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
In the system.
I see. I'm sorry.
And I might add, we've expanded the number of people who are able to do it online. When your driver's license is coming up, about 2 months before, we send out a notice, and they've expanded the number of people who should be able to do it online. It's beyond just the safe driver renewal, which is what we're presently doing. So I think you'll see more people being able to do it online as well.
Okay, but if I'm a teenager and I need to come in and take a test, or if I'm of a certain age and I have to take the test, I can't just automatically get it renewed. Then I've got to go stand.
That's a good question, John. And in fact, what we did. The new first-time drivers who've gone to private driving schools, they haven't done any of the testing. So they do have to come in to the Secretary of State's office to do the drive test. We actually kept facilities open while the office was closed to the general public,
right,
for the teen drivers, for the young drivers to come in, because they were like the only group, really, that we hadn't been able to help out, if you will, to extend their licenses.
Do you know when, Dave?
Sort of thing, because they didn't have the license.
When are you going to open up the offices? When are people going to be able to go inside like the good old days when we all crowded in there and were miserable together?
Oh. Well, hopefully as soon as possible.
But you don't have a date on
so
that. I guess that's
with this pandemic to deal with.
Probably until we get to phase 5, I would guess, because that's a long time in a close space.
Yeah. Secretary White, we talk on a regular basis with the Illinois Department of Public Health, and they're very helpful in terms of you've probably seen it, in the media, where we've had to close down facilities because, people have had COVID. They really guide us in terms of our direction, how we deal with the public.
Those are the most frequently asked questions while you were gone, that is, between this visit and that. I'll ask you to come on again, Dave. All my lines are ringing, and I'm sorry I can't get to everybody, but thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, sir.